Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello there, and this is the third podcast of this week. So we're going back to a sentence with some grammar explanations. And this one, we're looking at different aspects of the simple past and the past perfect, and particularly the past perfect continuous. Okay, so we're all talking about things that happened in the past. Let me give you the first reading. The whole place was deserted, but it was obvious that someone had been living there. They had been cooking in the kitchen for a short while and they hadn't bothered to clean up the mess. Okay, so the second reading of it. The whole place was deserted, but it was obvious that someone had been living there. They'd been cooking in the kitchen for a short while and they hadn't bothered to clean up the mess. Okay, so what have we got here? As I said, we've got some grammar issues and explanations to explain to you around the simple past and the past perfect continuous. So the whole place was deserted. Well, there's a simple past. Okay, so again, we're talking in the past. The whole place, the entire place was deserted, meaning there was nobody living there. But it was obvious, again, another use of the simple past, that someone had been living there. Okay, here we have the past perfect continuous, had been living there. And what it's telling us is something that happened in the past over a continuous period of time. And it happened before the previous event. The previous event was that the whole place was deserted. But before that, the previous event was that someone had been living there. Okay, someone had been living there. So we have this past perfect, which is made up of have in its past format, had, H-A-D. And then we have the past participle of the verb to be, been, B-E-E-N. And then living, L-I-V-I-N-G, had been living there. Okay, so this is the continuous. So it's giving you a little bit more information than just the past or the past perfect. It's telling you that something happened over a longer period of time. The whole place was deserted, but it was obvious that someone had been living there. Okay, and then the next part of the sentence, they had been cooking in the kitchen. So again, here we're talking about something over a longer period of time in the past. They had been cooking, not now, but they had been cooking whilst they lived there. So they had been cooking in the kitchen for a short time or short while. And they had not bothered. So again, here we've got the past perfect, but here we're just using the past perfect simple. They had not bothered. They hadn't bothered to clean up the mess. Okay, so we're giving you simple past. The place was deserted and it was obvious. And then we are following that with examples of the past perfect continuous. Had been living there and had been cooking in the kitchen, two examples of it. And then we're talking about the past perfect simple. Hadn't bothered, had not bothered. And because we're using more informal speech here, we're using the contracted version of they'd been cooking. So they had, T-H-E-Y apostrophe D, and hadn't, I mean had not, hadn't, H-A-D apostrophe N-T. They hadn't bothered to clean up. And bothered means they hadn't even gone to the trouble or they didn't try to clean up. And bothered spelt B-O-T-H-E-R-E-D. When we say I'm not bothered, it means I don't care. Okay, if you bother about something, you care about something. If you're not bothered, you usually means you don't care. So in this sentence, they hadn't bothered to clean up. they didn't try to clean up. Okay, so one more reading of that. The whole place was deserted, but it was obvious that someone had been living there. They'd been cooking in the kitchen for a short while, and they hadn't bothered to clean up the mess. Excellent. Okay, so that's the explanation of that particular sentence, use of the past tenses, simple past perfect, and past perfect continuous. Okay, well, thanks for listening to that. And if you have any questions, well, as always, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and I'd be happy to answer any queries that you might have. Okay, thanks for listening. See you again soon.